720 ESPN 97.5. So we got Brian Gain.
Yep.
Now as the GM.
Brian Gain previously here was, in truth be told, even though, you know what, and this is something that Rick actually said one time too. He didn't say anything like, I get all the credit for this, but this guy's doing it. Brian Gain's job was to find street free agents. That was Brian Gain's job. You know, one of the things that they've been celebrated, his job as pro personnel director is to be aware of everyone, to know everyone on every other team that is cut, and then to have the guys ready to work out and bring in. So even though we gave Rick all the credit on that one, Gain deserves some credit too.
Well, I just want to know, did he bring Kendall Lamb in? Because I don't want him here anymore. Though.
Probably not. Not as a pro personnel director. Not really his job.
No. Okay, good.
College director of scouting might have had him on the list. General managers. But, I mean, Rick deserves credit for any free agents who get signed, street free agents or otherwise.
Yeah, right.
But finding them, Brian Gain was a big part of that.
That's good.
That's what a pro personnel director does. So he was here. He's got a good relationship with Bill O'Brien. I'll say the same thing that Rick Smith got pissed off at me about when he first came here. I'll say the same thing in this scenario because Rick just took it out of context, or his wife did at that particular time when she heard it. It's important not to have a yes man with the head coach ever. It's important that a general manager and a head coach have their own ideas and concepts. It's important for them to work together to resolve and to have a pecking order of how that is done. But it needs to be okay to have some conflict in draft meetings, and everyone can't be groupthink. It's bad for an organization. So it's important that Brian Gain is not a yes man for, which I said the same thing with him, with Rick, about Gary Kubiak. And they took offense to it because they didn't understand the context of what I'm saying. I'll say the same thing with Brian Gain.
That's exactly
it's never a good thing for the general manager just to, yes, okay, yes, sure, yes, no problem, yes, yes, we'll just do everything you say. There's got to be some ability to stand your ground and have some conflict if you don't believe in something or you don't like a player.
Yeah.
So I think that's very important that the Texans have that. You know, I think it's natural to ask if this is OB's guy, the same way with Rick Smith, this is Gary Kubiak's guy, are they going to, you know, is the general manager going to be able to stand up and make those decisions or what?
I'm writing about this right now for Sports Map. I'm going to put it in there. Can we call the Rick Smith Gary Kubiak marriage a success at all? I think that, you know, the Matt Schaub years, the 2 years, and Matt got hurt, and then Matt became pick
six.
Two good years. That was but we know what the ending was going to be anyway. We knew that they weren't good enough. I don't. Here's the thing: is we've seen this before. We've seen this story before with Rick and Gary. Can it work here? We see the model with Pop. We see the model with Belichick. Whether or not Bill O'Brien can be that kind of guy, I don't know that obviously the evidence isn't there yet. Obviously. But Bill Belichick hasn't always been Bill Belichick. I think people forget now they did get to the playoffs with the Browns, but were they, you know, if he'd have stayed with the Browns and not had Tom Brady, Bill Belichick would not be the greatest coach ever. He just wouldn't be.
It's highly unlikely.
No, he just wouldn't be. So, I mean, sure, you got a fortunate situation. You know what Bill O'Brien has right now? He's got a really fortunate situation. His entire career, not that he won't get a job somewhere else, but his entire career could depend on number four's knee. That's it. If four can stay healthy for him, he's shown that he can make the adjustments and have an offense that is as good or better than any offense in the NFL, as opposed to the crap that he's been putting out there. I think Bill O'Brien he's got a chance to be a great coach. This has a chance to be an unbelievable situation. I know a lot of people will disagree. He sucks, man. When Deshaun, they were still only 3-3. That's a problem for me. But when Deshaun was here and they had the best offense in the NFL, they were still only 3-3 because of decisions that he made. I'm hoping that he learned something from him. Can an older dog learn new tricks? I don't know. I think he was learning from Deshaun, don't you? I think he saw it.
Yes. I agree with you. I absolutely think he learned from
and
Deshaun.
And I think he'll continue to learn from Deshaun.
Yeah. I think, well, here's the one thing that I really do like about Bill O'Brien. Bill O'Brien's game plans, Gary Kubiak was the guy who, this is what we're going to do. This is our game plan. We're going in. And if things went askew, there was no in-game solution. It was just like, holy crap. I'll never forget when the Giants came in and just destroyed the Texans at home, destroyed them. My dad was out of football at this particular time, and I had him, and he was looking at the games. He was coming on the radio station. Maybe we get him to do that for us next year, mm-hmm. to talk about Texans yeah. games. And he just said, he had watched a game.
Lancey, that offensive line is crap, Lancey.
Well, he would never say that about an offensive line, not publicly. But he did say, man, he goes, so what they did was they covered up, this is a bare front, they covered up the centers, the guards, so that they can't climb and get to the second level, which is critical on zone blocks.
Yeah.
You got to be able to do that. And he said, so they covered up the centers and guards, so they weren't able to do that. And he was explaining, I said, well, what do you do about that? He goes, well, you have to change from zone plays to gap plays. You have to counter. He said, and the Texans really, he said, they did it a couple times, but not really. And they didn't, Arian Foster got nothing. It was just a total shutdown. And this is when Arian was truly in his prime. And I started seeing more of that stuff. And Gary wasn't able, same thing with Kevin McHale. Two coaches who just couldn't make adjustments.
Was that when Gibbs was here, though?
No.
Oh.
Gibbs was gone. They just couldn't make adjustments in game. Bill O'Brien will come in with a completely different game plan from game to game. He may throw, and that's a very Bill Belichick thing, is to come
yes,
in
yes.
and do something completely different that you haven't studied for. And I like that. And I also think that Bill O'Brien is better suited to make changes in game to what he sees. I like the fact that he's basically, he is this guy. If he needs to make a change, because like he did it already with he was doing this with Deshaun Watson, changing his offense in camp. I heard about that from somebody in camp who said his offense, he's making changes to the offense. By the way, it was not John Harris who told me, because everyone, oh, you mean Johnny Harris.
No,
this is actually an agent who had talked to one of his players who said, man, this Deshaun Watson kid's going to be special. We're already doing different things. And my thought was, well, Tom Savage and Deshaun are not going to run the same offense, so they must be preparing for an offense in case Savage goes out. And I think that's what they did. And frankly, it just...
He started Tom Savage. He's an idiot. Anyone who could start Tom... Well...
How dumb is that?
And Will,
it's half.
So stupid. It was at one half.
It's a half.
It's the dumbest.
It's people trying to be mad. It had no. You weren't beating the Jaguars in a million years.
No.
His first game.
Deshaun wasn't going to beat him.
You
anyway.
Can tell me anything you want about Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson and the Texans would have got their asses kicked that first game. That's just the truth. Jacksonville was too brutal for their offensive line, and Deshaun frankly wasn't very good against the Bengals in his first official start.
It was only a half, but he did choose the worst option.
Yeah, but he knew he chose it, and he changed it.
Yeah,
I have no problem.
The people who
you know,
have
people
an issue
who,
with it,
who can't stand him because he started Tom Savage.
The half?
It's irrational.
It's the half
he
thing.
Changed it after a half.
It's not about the half thing. I think people who have an issue with it say, wait a minute, you had all offseason with them, and you couldn't tell, you needed a game.
How about that you have a theory?
And
maybe a young guy needs to watch for a while.
There's nothing
then how
wrong
come he
with
didn't
that.
Keep watching? If that was a theory he needs to watch because for a while, how come he didn't keep watching?
I'll tell you why.
This is really not hard.
This is really not hard. He knows what Tom Savage's strengths and weaknesses are. I swear on my children's lives, all of them dead today if I'm wrong on this. This is how much I'm telling you I'm serious. I was told that Bill O'Brien told somebody in camp, week one of camp, this is after OTAs, I don't know if I'll be here when it happens. Deshaun Watson will take this team to a Super Bowl at some point. On my kids' lives, he said that. I was told that in camp, and I'm like, wow, really? Deshaun Watson? Like, yep, OB said that. I'm like, holy crap. Bill O'Brien said that so he recognized.
But that doesn't make people feel better.
No, it may not make them feel better, but he basically said, I don't want to have to put this kid in the line of fire if I don't have to. And after Jacksonville's first half, if you couldn't see the fact that Tom Savage's inability to avoid any type of sack and Deshaun's ability, and what about this at halftime? Don't get him out of there! He's going to get hurt! Like, no, you idiots. the fact that he's able to elude pressure is why.
Well, that was the question. Do you want an experienced guy who can get the ball out in time, or do you want a guy who can elude all the pressure because your offensive line sucks? And guess what? You wanted that. I was sitting with, after Brandon Whedon got cut, the first game of the season, we watched Oklahoma State together. They played some. They played Tulsa in the first week of the season, and we're sitting. And I go, and he goes, I don't get it, because he didn't understand why he was cut, and for good reason. You got a guy who's we're not sure about in Tom Savage, and you got a rookie behind him, and that's it. That's all you got. Now you got nobody just in case, and it proved out that Brandon Whedon was a terrible, terrible decision. But he said, everybody in that quarterback room knows this. Number four is really, really good. Mm-hmm. Everybody in that quarterback room knew number four was going to be the man.
And all these stories still don't paint Bill O'Brien in a great light. If everybody knew, look.
What was the problem with having Vince on the bench? What was the problem with having Jared Goff sit the bench? What was the problem with any of the, with Aaron Rodgers sit the bench?
Everyone's not the same.
I know everyone's not the same.
And Aaron Rodgers had Brett Favre in front of him.
And they all waited multiple games. Deshaun waited a half. Literally, this is one of the dumbest complaints.
The only reason he waited a half was because Tom Savage was a disaster. He wasn't going to wait a half if Tom Savage
was competent. Then he made the courageous move.
Him and Nick Saban.
He made the courageous move of going to the five star.
Yes,
going to the five star quarterback.
Here's the argument from everybody: is, well, you wasted all those snaps, and he could have been in preseason.
He got tons of snaps in preseason.
He did get tons of snaps in preseason. And secondly, Bill O'Brien made the point. DeAndre wasn't there anyway. DeAndre was out a lot of the camp, so it didn't matter that he wasn't thrown to DeAndre. And, oh, by the way, when he did come in, they were the best offense in football anyway, despite the lack of snaps. So let's stop all this about Tom Savage and how stupid Bill O'Brien is.
Well, he doesn't look great starting him, considering when Tom Savage...
He decided after a half that it was over.
If the offensive line wasn't a disaster... If they weren't the disaster they proved to be all year, long would Tom Savage have started?
No, they would have tried to. They would have tried to do the same game plan that.
That's why I don't buy the half stuff, because if the offensive line was mediocre, Tom Savage would have kept playing.
But this is my favorite. There's too many bad information going out there. Nobody went to camp because it was in West Virginia. People at camp said Deshaun didn't work with the ones. If he had worked with the ones, that's a lie.
Yeah, he did work with
your
the
mom
ones.
Falls on a bed of nails, because that's a lie.
Stop.
He did work
no
with the ones.
No one's mom's falling on a bed of nails.
There's all this bad info out there. Deshaun worked with the ones. He worked with the ones a lot. That argument's out. Deshaun didn't play the first half of the game. I argue this. Deshaun would have been knocked out for the season if he played the whole game against Jaguars.
There you go.